This is Louis Navalier. This is Thursday, August 24th. Well, in my 40-plus years of looking at earnings announcements, I have never, ever seen anything like what NVIDIA did yesterday. So let me just recap what happened. NVIDIA announced that their second quarter sales went up 101.6%. That was 20.9% better than analyst estimates. Their earnings went up 429.4%. That was 29.2% better than analyst estimates. That's not the big news. The big news is for next quarter, they raised their guidance 37.5% higher than analyst estimates. What's happening is NVIDIA's data center business is exploding. AI is moving to the cloud. And we have a company that facilitates that called Supermicro Computer. They make the fast servers for the cloud, and they're putting the NVIDIA's chips on their fast servers. So if you want to invest in AI, it's real. It's clearly driving sales and earnings. NVIDIA is clearly the leader. The next leader is Supermicro Computer. I'm proud to own both. And obviously, this is very, very exciting. The other thing that's exciting is Treasury bond yields cracked. They got as high as 4.36% on the 10-year. Yesterday, they fell below 4.2%. This morning, they're actually above it slightly. But the bottom line is, you know, the fear of Treasury bond yields derailing the stock market are starting to ebb. Now, they're still elevated. They're higher than they were at the start of the month. But hopefully we'll get some insight into this at Jackson Hole. Of course, Jackson Hole commences today. You're going to see the financial media. Everybody's going to be in a great mood. You know, Jackson Hole's a gorgeous place. And the Kansas City annual conference in Jackson Hole is attended by central bankers from all around the world. Fed Chairman Powell's going to talk tomorrow. We expect that he's going to be cautious about if and when the Fed starts to ease up on its inflation fight. But we also expect Powell to refer to the Fed being data-dependent quite a bit. And data-dependent are dovish words. Because if the Fed's looking at the data that we're looking at, this will be great. So what an incredible environment we're in right now. August is a tough month. This August is wonderful. I can tell you that, you know, there's just a lot of excitement brewing. The GDP growth in the U.S. economy is real. Obviously, it's being led by consumer spending. The other thing that's going on is the presidential debates commenced yesterday, and the most interesting character is this Vivek Ramaswamy. He called for ending the war between Russia and Ukraine, and that triggered a huge crowd reaction. Then Chris Christie tried to defend the U.S. spending and aid to Ukraine, and the crowd started to boo. So clearly, Americans, they were spending a little bit too much on Ukraine, and maybe some of that money should be diverted back to major U.S. cities that are struggling, or especially Maui, because what a mess. I mean, they're referring to Maui as Pompeii. That's how bad it is, and obviously they still can't find all the people that are missing, so this is an incredible tragedy. So, it's going to be interesting, you know. The main comment I have for you folks is, you know, you just can't be depressed forever. And Americans are an optimistic society in general. And we look for silver linings, critical paths to follow. And we certainly have it in the AI stocks. Obviously, I have a big energy bet. Because the inventory of crude oil still remains very tight. and especially refined product. And our refiners are going to be switching over to oxygen winter fuel soon, and that usually makes a supply-demand balance even tighter. So it's just time to grow and prosper. And are there problems in the world? Sure. We're importing deflation from China. We hope that's going to get the inflation numbers down immensely. If you need to see evidence of that, just look at EVs. There's a glut of them right now. They have to keep cutting the prices to sell them. And the glut and commenced in China. Now it's spread to America. So the good news is inflation relief's around the corner. Earnings are growing. Consumers are spending. Obviously, when rates go up, it hurts all the interest rate sensitive parts of the economy, autos, housing, etc. But I think we're going to get some relief, okay? I really do, okay? And so the main thing is I want you to enjoy this rally. Like any rally, there will be a pullback. But in my opinion, NVIDIA will be a $1,000 stock next year. And of course, it may split, but pre-split, it's going to be a $1,000 stock. So hang on, folks. Enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier. And if they say something profound at Jackson Hole, I'll update you tomorrow. But otherwise, enjoy the weekend. Take care, everybody.